Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back on a what's tonight? Oh, Thursday night, I think. Oh well. Yes. We are back on Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
It is Sean Black in the building once again. It's not like you had to do a double take. You don't even remember who you were.
Nah, you know, I'm used to doing the show once a week, you know, and today's Thursday, and I'm still sober for the last 3 days, so you gotta give me up time here for a little bit.
I understand.
Yes, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a last-minute get-together because, you know, Sean and I just wanted to vent out about a few things about this open racism and everything that's going on in the world today. Was if anyone out there wants to call in, is the number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. As always, Sean, the world's pissed off. Do you want to continue pissing people off?
You know what? I think we should just allow the pissed off people to marinate. Let it stew. Till it's to a ripe perfection. And then sort.
All right. And what I mean by pissing off, like I told Sean earlier, granted on last week's show, on this past Monday show, we did talk about how white people has been calling in the cops on black people for unnecessary reasons. And it seemed like overall, there's been like a trending topic of America hate caught on camera. What do I mean by America hate caught on camera is, we knew, this is going back not too much history, racism, sexism, whatever you want to call it, has been going on forever. But now it's been thrown to our faces that we discussed this past Monday, because now everybody's recording it. Like, I sent Sean a video of a person have a sign in the middle of the street. It seemed like he was protesting. He had the Confederate flag, the Nazi symbol, and I think the American flag, and I don't remember, like, F the N-word, go back to Africa. No, homeless. N-word, go back to Africa. And a guy in the driver who recorded everything, rolled down his window, they said, I will pray for you. And as I discussed this past Monday about a man yelling at a woman for wearing a t-shirt of the Puerto Rican flag, yelling at her, go back to her country, that she needs to leave America. Not to realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States, once again. And a cop that did not help out, really, resigned today.
Yeah.
He knew he would be in bigger trouble. So I'm like, enough is enough. So overall, Sean Black, the point of this show is America hate has caught our camera. Once again, do you see this as a new trend that's going on? Or this has been out in the open, and this is a new normal right now of all this America, all this hate that's happening in this country right now?
It's not new. It seems to be new as far as the outrage is real. It seems to me that because it's being caught on cameras, cell phone cameras, and social media, and being uploaded to the internet, I think that's where a lot of the outrage comes. As you were stating before, we've seen, and it also goes to show you how idiotic the racists have shown. As you stated before, with the Puerto Rican shirt, that the woman's name is Mia Irizarry. She, just for having a birthday party, had to be subjected to this nonsense. And just to bring a little brevity to the whole situation, for those that don't even realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States, it's actually called an unincorporated territory and has been since 1917. We're talking over 100 years that it has been a territory that the United States is in. As a matter of fact, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is the president, for the most part, over Puerto Rico. So the people that want to keep throwing this whole go back to your country stuff, and they don't realize people from Puerto Rico are actually United States citizens. Their constitution was adopted, or should they adapted to amend the fact that they are citizens and have a part of the constitution, have the constitutional rights, back in 1952. So I give you a little bit of education with that part. To get to the other part now, was to answer your question, Hot Rod. We've been seeing this entire boiling of racism under the, I guess it's under the surface. And what seems to be the case is that a lot of racist white people in big positions are afraid of losing their power, their seemingly having a lot of power that they wielded over minorities, quote unquote. I've talked in the past about what they're afraid of, the ones that are, that think that way, and the fact that a lot of white Americans are not reproducing as fast as they are dying. So what we're going to have within the, by the next census is that white people will actually be a minority within the next few years. As a matter of fact, this country is going to actually be a majority minority country for the first time ever. That's one of the things. Is this going to be a trend that we see on a regular basis? I'm not sure that this is going to change anytime soon, but the stupidity of the bigotry that's been going on is laughable. And I say laughable because there was another incident that happened that I think I told you about, of two white women in a neighborhood, I don't remember exactly where,
attacked
a Latino couple who lived in the neighborhood, right across the street. They basically verbally attacked and assaulted them and called them all kinds of go back to your country, back and forth, left and right, and then they called the cops. And you know what happened? One, it was caught on video, but two, the aggressors actually got arrested themselves for assault. So as long as you're filing false reports and it's getting caught on camera and you're being shown for the petty, insecure stupidity that people are showing toward other minorities, it goes to show the ugliness that you display is just a reflection in the mirror of yourself. And this is being shown online, and we're getting more and more and more examples of this kind of stuff happening on a regular basis. And it is not going to change anytime soon.
You know what? The main reason why I brought this topic up is, once again, our priorities in this country are screwed up, as always, like everybody else. Nobody's perfect. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But the outrage and the cry, I don't hear too much from the white people about it, and not too much from your president, Mr. Trump, but we heard so much outcry when a football player took a knee during a national anthem. And wasn't the reason why Colin Kaepernick took the knee is because of this injustice and racism that's going on in this country right now?
Exactly.
Do you find that ironic?
Exactly. Like, and that's a point that I remember making some time ago, and everybody that listened to that point probably echoes that same point that you just brought up. It's crazy, you know?
People don't see what's going on. I'm like, Kaepernick brought this up. I'm like, once again, I'm not talking about do you respect the flag or don't disrespect the flag. There's a message behind it. But people still don't get it. So people get upset when athletes take a knee during the national anthem, but you're not upset that children are being separated from their parents or families. You're not upset that children are being killed in school. You're not upset that black men are being killed for no reason. And you're not upset that white people are calling cops on black people for a result to happen. Do you find that ironic?
Very.
Oh, am I wrong?
There's a huge amount of irony and hypocrisy throughout that entire deal. Give you another example of something that happened over the last couple of days. There was an African-American who lives in an apartment complex that has its own public swimming pool. There was an off-duty police officer who saw this one African-American teen. I believe he's a teen. If not, he might be 19 years old or 20. He was in the pool, and this off-duty cop decided to ask him, "Do you belong here? Do you live here?" And he responded to this off-duty, "Oh, yes, I wouldn't be here in the pool if I didn't live here, since this is a community pool in a gated community, no less." So we're not talking about, you know, going to the public pool and you're some riffraff or you don't belong. He lives in the apartment complex. Well, this person who has now been given the nickname Swimming Sheriff Susie, which you can add along with Barbecue Becky and all of the other hashtags.
Permit Patty. Here.
Exactly.
But we have another caller now. Tisha, thank you for joining us right now. Tisha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going
on? Basically, we talk about America hate caught on camera. Like, we all know racism been going on forever. It's nothing new. But what goes through your mind when you see the images over and over, even though different situations of people telling other people to go back to your country, or they're calling the cops? I think I know we talked about this before. I just want to do this show tonight to educate people out there, to open their minds.
You know, it reminds me of, like, the 50s or 60s when we were fighting for our civil rights and everything like that. It just seems like it's a new age racism. Racism isn't really going anywhere. And it's kind of like the KKK response, but with the sheets off now, where they can do it publicly. They can handle certain situations.
Isn't that what it is now?
In the form of racism.
The sheets are off? Like, before, like, wait a minute, where all these people saw to say these things? Compared to behind closed door, is out in the open now because of our new style of government?
Yeah, I would say so.
And that, or do you blame social media and the media itself is thrown into our faces every 2 minutes? You see something new happening because everybody has their phones out and recording it and posting it online.
I don't think so much we should blame it on social media. Social media is the marketplace now for the racism. That's how I look at it. So they're gonna post it. They're gonna put it out there. But my thing, us as black people and minorities, it's like, why do you think it's ever gonna go away? It's here to stay, obviously. I don't think it's ever gonna go away.
I think some people still have hope. I think that's the problem. Let's fight. You know, let's go by the Martin Luther King. I have a dream. Let's fight. Let's end racism. But racism has been going on for over 400 years, maybe thousands of years. Who knows? It's just, like I told Sean earlier, it's funny how the double standard of when the Colin Kaepernick took a knee, there was an outcry. Everybody went crazy. Cursing athletes, taking a knee, disrespecting the American flag. But now a lot of people crying right now about children getting killed in school. Black men being killed for no reason. And, you know, the list go on and on. So it shows that our priorities in this country is really screwed up.
Oh, yeah. That's
well, the priorities, they just don't care. They really don't care. They're looking at it also like how you said with black men being killed. Okay, that's the norm. Either they're going to kill themselves or we're going to kill them. It's the norm, and we'll get away with it, you know? So.
But some people are still in denial of that. Why do you think is that, Sean?
The denial is as I've stated before, a lot of Caucasian people in this country, the ones that actually have a conscience to themselves and their responsibility in a lot of the things that have happened to minorities in this country, especially the African Americans, a lot of them feel a shame as far as what has happened to the African-American community, so that they will go out there and try to, when it's brought up, they say, well, this is something that has to change, this is something that needs to be talked about. Now, the people that have prominent power in society that are Caucasian, that have the jobs, that have the businesses, the ones that actually have the power to affect change, the ones that actually go and say something and do something that may actually change, they don't do it as often as they should. The ones that make the loudest noise seem to always be the ones that are in a position that mess things up or makes it even worse. Perfect example. We talked before about the creator of Papa John's Pizza. We talked about why his business started to fall apart last season, not the fact that his pizzas were terrible, because it's really beyond it, they really do suck. But that's a personal thing. That's neither here nor there. He blamed the lack of sales on the NFL protests, thinking that because it's the official pizza of the National Football League, that the sales had dropped because people were protesting the NFL. Had nothing to do with it. So his comments were construed as being racist based on the protests, which he then decided, okay, I'm stepping away from the business. He's still the chairman. So he hired a firm that was supposed to help his image. And what happened is it was found out just a couple of days ago that at a conference call that he made, he basically tried to, in his own way, saying that he's not racist, use the N-word in a conference call where there were some people in that conference call who were African-American. And he used the N-word there, basically saying, well, you know, Colonel Sanders used to use the N-word, and you know, and look at how we've progressed. And black people were in my area, because he's from, I believe, Indiana. He said, well, there was a time in Indiana where African-Americans were dragged by cars and killed, et cetera, et cetera. And in him trying to say that he's not racist, he basically comes across as being insensitive and still piling on to the what he already did even more so. So much so that the firm that actually hired him to try to clean up his image dropped him, and then he ended up quitting as chairman of the board of his own company. So
I'm not worried about him. He's still got money in the end. He'd be okay.
Of course.
You know. But I do believe that he's not racist. Insecure, an idiot, a bigot, yes, but not racist. But once again, I do believe just because someone, a white man, say the N-word, does not make him a racist. We've been through this topic a million times already.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get Tisha's point of view about that.
About racism with all of that. I don't think it's not going away. I know we have hope that it will and it will get better, but I don't know. You're gonna need great leadership for that to show unity. So we don't have that right now.
Please, there's a needle meeting going on right now, and I could speak for most of those leaders. They can't stand Trump, so I doubt there will be any great leadership happening anytime soon in this country.
No, and it's been streamlined to a point where the world sees what our president has become, what he has said, what he is about, and it trickles down to the rest of the country from his policies to a lot of the things that he says, the things he's done on the world stage, and the NATO speeches and all the other things that have gone on. And we know that for a lot of people, he's the progenitor of a lot of the attitude that has come from white America, the racist white America. Not all white Americans and not all Americans that feel the way Trump and everybody else does. But what we're seeing is that the people that feel his same way that he does are emboldened to open their mouths and speak without consequence, thinking that what they're saying is, oh, I'm tired of this PC country, and we're tired of being politically correct, and we're going to say what we want to say it and be proud. The problem is we're getting to see what you look like as the racists that have those racist attitudes, and all you have to do is look. You don't have to add any comments. You don't have to add anything else. All you have to do is look at the camera from all of the examples we've talked about in previous weeks and months, to the Colin Kaepernick stuff, to all the stuff that the president has said over the last couple of years. All of these things have boiled down, and even going into the way that policy has been written and has been followed with what's been going on with the immigration argument and the fact that children are being held in cages. And it was a picture that I sent, I believe I sent it to you, Hot Rod.
Yes,
it was a poignant picture that people may not have seen. There was a drawing based on, we remember the Thai soccer team that was in a cave, that was trapped in a cave for the last 3 weeks. They escaped. This was a drawing, a cartoon that somebody made of the kids that had been detained, staying in their cage, watching on television as the kids from Thailand were actually freed by their government. Think about that.
Okay.
While the government of this country is keeping the kids detained and separated from their families, they're watching on the television as another country actually helps the kids out from their prison. So think about
that. This is the argument I come up with. You say the kids are being detained, yes, but which kids? American kids or Mexican kids being detained, being locked up? Children that, technically speaking, I don't know the whole story, that does not belong in this country or came to this country illegally, right? Compared to Thailand, they help their own people.
But it is not U.S. policy to separate parents from their children and detain the children and move them around the country.
I agree with that. I agree with that, Sean. But you talk about there's two separate situations between a rescue mission and children being detained separate from their parents. So when I saw that picture yesterday, I did not see the connection. I mean, I could see the sorrow. Well, you talk about apple and oranges, in my opinion.
No, not
yeah, necessarily. I agree. I agree with that, because one was a rescue mission. These kids went in the cave being curious. That's one thing. Versus children, you know, being snatched away from their parents and being caged like animals.
The point in the drawing was seeing the difference between in a foreign country, somebody doing well to help reunite children with their families while they are separated from theirs. That's the point of it. Not necessarily we know it's a different situation. We know that those Thai children are citizens of Thailand. That's not the argument. The argument is the children that are separated are watching other kids being reunited with their family. That's the whole irony of the entire argument, which is why that picture was so poignant when I saw it. And the sick part about it is the Taiwanese government that helped get the Thai Navy SEALs over there to get these kids out, and all of the teamwork that was done was very, very heartwarming and was very inspiring, in contrast to what we're seeing in this country when it comes to how they've treated these kids who are now separated, Lord knows, all over the country.
Do you cry too, Sean? Or do you have tears in your eyes?
Have that thought process, but just be glad that your children are citizens in this country and don't have to be subjected to that exact same thing.
How about if we look at how Thailand treats, let's say, children that are not citizens there? Do they lock them up in cages? You get my point that I'm making? Do these other countries do that? We don't know their policy in that sense.
Excuse me, Sean. Didn't they capture one of our people and beat them with a cane years ago? When they got arrested, they got beaten a long time ago? American citizen?
I think you're thinking of the Michael Fay thing, and that was Singapore. That wasn't Thailand.
Singapore. Okay. Thank you. But any country,
how do they treat the children that are non-citizens that are trying to get, let's say, their citizenship? We need to look into that because, you know, like you said, that's not U.S. policy to even have these children in cages. Then why do we have them in cages? Why is someone not trying to find out and protest against that, Ben?
Oh, I'll give you an answer for that.
You know, come up with better legislation. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a perfect answer for that. And we know this. If you can read between the lines, these children were separated from their families. And as you said, Hot Rod, a lot of them are Mexican, a lot of them from Ecuador, a lot of them are from the Honduras. This is all about Donald Trump using these kids as pawns to get his wall built. And the fact that, Mexico is not going to put the foot the bill for this wall that the president said he was going to put up and make Mexico pay for. Mexico and the president of Mexico basically just gave the double bird, Steve Austin style, to the president. That's all this really is. And it seems to be that this is where a lot of this is coming from.
So we're sacrificing these kids for the wall, in other words.
Unless somebody can come up with another explanation and some sort of real proof,
because we've seen
so many different things out here that it doesn't make any sense that this is the case. We know it's on the books. It's not unless the parents are judged that have some sort of serious criminal arrest. You're not supposed to separate families from the parents, if that's the
case. Okay, true. Before, we got 4 minutes left. I do agree with you, Sean, on that part. But, Tatisha, with all the things that's going on between the racism and blacks, white people calling on blacks, where is this group called, what's the name of that group again? Black Lives Matter, something like that? Where are they right now?
I don't know. I really don't know where are any groups now, to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe the media isn't covering anything that they're doing.
Maybe.
If they're doing anything at all. We don't know.
But normally, shouldn't there be like a big protest, a big out march or something calling about this racism thing overall?
Yeah, but we don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I agree with you. We don't know what they're doing behind the scenes because it's not being publicized. And that's one way
to
keep certain groups silent. So it's until we actually know, we could call it Black Lives Matter and ask them what have they been doing about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But
and there's a good possibility that they may be working behind the scenes and trying to get certain things done that we're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But as you stated before, the media isn't covering what they should be covering. So we hear a lot of other nonsense about, Cardi B had a baby and all the other things that are happening. And the Shiggy Challenge or whatever the hell nonsense dance craze comes up. As opposed to talking about Flint, Michigan and talking about all the other things that have been
going on.
Yeah,
what's going on still on with Flint, Michigan with the
what's
water?
Going on
do
with
we
the
even know what's good?
What's happening with the head of the EPA and what's going to happen?
Calm down. Sean is
so right, though.
I agree, but in the end, guys, let's be honest. Negativity sells, and media and everything else, you have to go what makes you money. That's one thing we all know. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just telling you why. You know, it's like this sometimes. With 2 minutes left, I would like to announce that Monday night at 10:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we will continue the conversation that Tisha brought up of why men cheat. But along with that topic, why do couples still stay in toxic relationships, especially when there's no kids involved? You know, so Tisha, please be available with that because I have a lot to talk to you about that.
Or when kids are
that's
involved.
That's going to be a real
conversation. Yeah,
No,
and let's get some guy callers calling in because I want to hear about this with you cheating men.
Unlike Sean Black, I have never cheated anything on my life.
When you hear interference going through your speakers, you know that's the lightning that just struck him down. So
listen, don't worry about that. Baby mama drama is sleeping right now. The kids are sleeping. So I'm good right now, okay? So don't worry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
The karma check is coming once the show is over.
But you know what? Like I said, I just want to do a show tonight to just vent out, talk about racism. We got 50 seconds left. Tisha, anything else you'd like to add on before we go?
No, I think both of you summed it up. We summed it up. Sean summed it up.
You know, it's like, I'm like, we all know education is the key, and racism is not going anywhere. But Tisha, Sean Black, and I will try to teach our children, the future generation, to do better than this.
Yeah,
I think that's the key thing right there. Because, you know, like I see these kids, you know, they're playing with each other right now. They don't care about the color. But the minute they grow up like us, like, I hate you. I'm like, wait a minute. You play with each other like 20 years ago, you know. Well,
and that's the reason why we keep bringing up Flint, Michigan, so that people don't forget about it. And it stays within the forefront of people's minds.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night. See you
all
Monday
night. Thank you, guys. Monday.
Pleasure is all yours.
Indeed.